Hello world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. I am Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, a TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we're your hosts for this 13-week journey. It's almost over too.
Oh my
Before
gosh.
We jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And this week, we're walking through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your TV talk show done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. This is week 9 of 13. Hard to believe. Yeah. Our four episode theme is launch your show. It's video essentials for a successful launch. We're going to go into episode 33 from amateur to pro, episode 34 from one to many, episode 35 lighting and audio 101, and episode 36 center stage. This comes on the heels of week 8, which was setting the stage for the birth of your TV talk show. You should have, if you were following along, episode 29, crafted your show concept where you're actually serving your audience's needs. In episode 30 was the power of branding, making sure your show stands out. Episode 31, mapping your season strategy. And episode 32, igniting curiosity. And that gets you all caught up from where we've been last week to where we're going today into from amateur to pro. Must have tools for a professional online TV talk show. Must have tools. That makes me season 12, episode 33. And Mark Twain is kicking this one off. I love Mark Twain.
Yes.
He's got a good couple of good ones. Do you want to do this one?
I'll say it. Sure.
Okay.
he said, the secret of getting ahead is getting started.
It's so simple. It's so simple. Like the hardest, easiest thing you'd ever have to do.
Just get started.
Yeah. And this is important because in order to become a person worth watching, you need to know which tools to use and when to use them so that you can position yourself visually as the professional that you are.
Yes.
What do they need to know, Declan?
Yeah. So in this episode, you definitely want to have something to write with, and you can always come back and listen again, right? And of course, these notes are in our show notes, but we're going to be giving you a list. So we're getting a little bit more technical in this episode, literally with giving you the rundown of what you need to have, the equipment that you need to have, or software in order to produce your own TV talk show.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Now I have Ricky Martin in my head. Thank you.
Sorry.
Not a bad thing. Okay. So, you know, we have earlier in the earlier episodes, we did talk about your physical appearance. You know, doesn't matter what you look like. And this is true. We still stand by this. However, the quality of your production does matter. Right. And it really doesn't take too much to separate you from looking very amateur to, you know, having a baseline or better of production quality. And as long as you're at that baseline, and certainly we always have ways to get better and better at this, then it's going to make you look like you're actually in the game. And so this is what you need. Okay. There we go.
At a minimum.
At a minimum, yes. I was just looking at like, what do we mean by that? Here's what you need at a minimum. You need to have a computer or a laptop. Some of these are going to sound sort of like
duh.
Exactly. I'm just going to say that, duh. However, not everyone may know. So we want to make sure that you know what you know what you need to know here.
Well,
computer, laptop.
Hang on, because we've been saying you can just use your phone to go and make these short form marketing videos. And now we're saying, for the TV talk show, sit in front of a computer or a laptop.
Yes, because some of the streaming services really won't work from your the platform, the multi-streaming platforms, which we're going to talk a lot more in the coming episodes, won't work from your phone. Plus, you need some more physical space because there's a lot going on when you're producing a show. So it's very hard to do that from your phone, even if it was possible. So computer, a laptop, right? Some people like to have an extra monitor. That's very helpful, and that's a bit more advanced. So whatever, you start with what you have is basically, that's why we said at a minimum. We want you to start with what you have. Second thing, crazy, a camera, right? And so your computer or your laptop probably has a built-in camera. If not, you can use an external webcam. If the camera that's built into your laptop, computer, or desktop is good enough, then go with that. You can always upgrade to an external webcam as you get more facility with running your show.
And this is where I see some people can use maybe their phone if they have a good camera to it.
Yes. In fact, I just, I don't know, with the most recent update on my iPhone, every time I log into my Mac now, it tells me that my iPhone can now be used as my camera. And maybe that was true before, but it never told me, hey, you can do this. I haven't experimented with it. But the camera, the lenses on your camera or on your phone are much better than usually the built-in cameras on your laptop. Some people also use those DSLR
Yeah, that's what I have,
high-end.
a Logitech. Oh
No,
no, it's different.
DSLRs
No,
are
that's the like the big camera looking
the
thing.
cameras, yes. And so
A
sometimes
camera
you'll
that looks like
see.
a camera.
Yeah, and those
Imagine
have
that.
phenomenal quality. And you can tell when someone's using one of those because the depth of field is different. There's a lot of settings. But again, that's more advanced. And right now, we just want you to get up and running unless you already have facility with using something like a DSLR. All of those are options. The next one is really important, which is reliable high-speed Wi-Fi. And if this is an important note because if where you live, and I know it changes from location to location, if your Wi-Fi is spotty and you can't find a good location in your space where you have the combination of the right space, lights, we're going to talk about lighting in another episode, you may have to consider an alternate space. It might be an office that you're coming out of. Who knows? It could be your garage. There's like crazy things happen when it comes to Donna's outside today,
I
which actually looked really
know.
great, right? But you want to have the strongest Wi-Fi signal possible, because if you don't, your streaming services is going to suffer. The quality could suffer of the transmission. On that note, the next thing that could really boost your internet connection would be, if it's possible, having an Ethernet cable. So using an Ethernet cable to connect your laptop, your computer directly into your router box. So now you're not on Wi-Fi anymore. You're actually just plugged directly into the World Wide Web, the internet,
The old-fashioned
right?
way.
The old-fashioned way. This way, you're not subject to the ins and outs of the Wi-Fi signal wobbling, which will happen. So
Yeah.
if you don't have an Ethernet cable or the capability, it's okay. Get started. You'll learn really quickly if it's going to be a good idea to upgrade yourself to that. Next thing is a podcasting quality mic. And there's a lot of options for this. Your computer may have, will have a built-in mic. This is a thing that you're going to want to test to see how it sounds. Sometimes they can sound very tinny or like you're in a
Yeah.
can. Sometimes they're really great. I'm using a lavalier, which is plugged into my Mac. And Donna, what are you using?
I'm using AirPods because they,
AirPods.
yeah, I've used the Blue Yetis, but I like to be in a lot of open spaces, and so the Yetis tend to have a lot of the noise bouncing around, and the AirPods have been giving me really good quality. I tell my podcasters, good, better, best, that a computer microphone is good. Because you have to also consider your who you're interviewing, right? We have to have these conversations with them too. It's good. Computer microphone is good. It's okay. But even so, like a earbuds that you can plug in that has the little jack is better.
Yeah.
and then something like an AirPod or the lavalier or a standalone podcasting mic is the best quality that you and your guest can have.
Yeah, like I haven't been using my what I call my good mic. It's an Audio-Technica, and that just makes my voice sound amazing. And it blocks, it only hears what's coming right at it. It's a directional, so it sounds great. However, it doesn't plug into my current laptop, and I have to get a thing to plug into the thing. And I just haven't gotten all the things since I moved here to Portugal. There's been a lot of things that I have to replace because they didn't all come with me. It's been a work in progress, but we're practicing what we preach. We're using what we have. It's good enough. And here we are, right? Producing this show.
And I'm going to say,
Okay.
Declan, if we can move ahead to the what you need to do, there are a few other things like the multi-streaming platform, graphics design, streaming
Yeah.
destinations that you'll want to consider. They're in the show notes.
Yeah.
Happy to have a conversation if you want more direct support for us on this topic, tvtalkshowformula.info. And we have covered it in some of the other episodes, but what do we want them to do this week?
Okay, so we want you to make an inventory of your equipment, right? And just literally, you're going to do an inventory to see what you have compared to what we're recommending that you need. And you might want to determine if you a budget for anything that you need to add or upgrade in your current collection, your current suite of tools. So that really, we're moving right into having you be live very soon. So this is the time for you to get your stuff together, because before you know it, you're gonna be on the air. So your action is do this now. Do
Yes.
not put this off, because if you have to order things, you know, shipping, delivering, making selections, we want you to get that out of the way now. Is why we put this at this point in the show as well, so that you have
Because
it.
the tendency is like, I'm not using it just yet. I'll wait and get that
Yeah.
round to it. We've all heard of the round to it that we never have.
We never get around to it. Right, exactly.
Go
That's it. So do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
now, inventory your budget, do some research, and get those orders placed if you need them, because you're going to be live on the air in no time flat. And this is going to wrap up episode 33, from amateur to pro, must-have tools for a professional online TV talk show, TV talk show, no studio. I'm Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan O'Segara. Thanks for listening.